like that. Hit him in the chest with it. Time to get in the head. Buddy roll, y'all. Check it out. Could it be my baggy jeans or my gold teeth that make me different for y'all? Ain't tripping, dawg, but listen, dawg, I was raised a different, y'all. Doing my thing, using my ghetto slang, and I'm representing thugs. See who I roll with, watch them niggas that gon' love this. Niggas who I don't burn, on the run, they got 10 years on parole. You can't say it, dawg, I'ma say it for y'all.
What's good, what's good, what's good, man? It's March 14th, 2018, 12:30. PM. Another episode of My Two Cents, your boy Ill Will, Will Marshall, man. I know I've been MIA for the last Wednesday? So I've been gone since, what, Monday? 2 days, man. So, you know, I'm back. I had to take a little break and just take a break, man. You know, sometimes you got to gather your thoughts. You know what I'm saying? I was a little under the weather Monday. You know, I had to, you know, rejuvenated, you know, and I had to, like, you know, really just rethink this whole shit of what I'm doing and what's the whole plan for the whole joint. You know what I'm saying? Because I don't want to be like one of them, like, I don't want to be like one of no gossiping ass nigga on this joint. You know what I'm saying? I do want to talk about things that's going on, but I just don't want to be that guy. Like, I know I say this often, but I don't want motherfuckers to get me fucked up with this podcast and shit. Like, please don't get me fucked up with this shit, B. Like, I'm, like, man. You know what I'm saying? Because people, like, some people will misunderstand what you're doing and really try to, like, play you like you trying to, like, I'm out here on some DJ Academic shit. Like, I'm I was still on some real shit. Like, we ain't gonna go there today. Matter of fact, we gonna go. I'll still smack the shit out of one of you niggas, B. Don't get this fucked. Don't take my talent for granted, man. Just because I could do something you can't do, motherfuckers want to feel some type of way. I feel the energy, B. Like, knock it off. I'll still smack the shit out of one of you niggas, B. And I'm just going to leave it at that. Hopefully, everybody had a nice week. Everybody getting to the money and worrying about they damn self and not what the next person doing. Hopefully, everybody had a decent weekend. I had a decent weekend. I know I did a lot of capping about going out last Friday, but I didn't make it. As soon as I got to the crib, I was tired, man. And when you wake up at 5 o'clock in the morning every day, that plays its toll on you. You know what I'm saying? That plays its toll on you. Now, I was tired, man. I don't give a fuck. I'm a grown ass man. But you know what I'm saying? I checked out the Tokyo Steakhouse out there in Orlando. It was pretty decent. You know what I'm saying? It's pretty decent. A little more authentic than a Wu House or a Hamada. You know what I'm saying? It was decent. I had tried sushi for the first time. You know, I don't really fuck with the raw sushi, so I tried to cook. I never really fucked with sushi. But I tried it for the first time. It was pretty good. You know, I tried it with the wasabi or whatever. But it was, I was drinking and eating that shit. I don't think it agreed with me. And so, like, that Monday, I was a little, you know what I'm saying? But I'm decent now. I don't know if y'all heard. I've been talking a lot about the FBG Duck, that slide, that FBG Duck single that's going crazy, like, shit, low key all around the country, but going, like, really going crazy in the city. Like, he really bringing that energy back. And he supposed to be doing the show out at Structure this Friday, man. And like I said before, Duck is one of them real street dudes. Like, he really, like, the shit he rap about, he really about that shit. So I'm really skeptical of the crowd that he's going to draw the Structure. I'm hoping that everybody going to be able to go and enjoy the single and enjoy the show. So I'm confident that Duck going to put on a good show. But I do know how Duck get down, and he's putting himself in a vulnerable position performing. And I feel like this could go, it's a 50-50 chance this could go great. It's a 50-50 chance that this could be a fucked up event. So I'm hoping that we could go out as a city and party in peace and enjoy this. But as controversial as he is, I don't know if that's possible. But I'm hoping that it is. I'm hoping that people can respect the craft, respect the song, as just a banger, because that's what it is, and just let this man rock, and not give our city a bad name. So if y'all going to the show Friday, man, party in peace, man. We'll leave the bullshit at the crib. Ladies, make sure you're right by the door. Because last time I been, it wasn't structure. It was King of Diamonds or some shit. It was a fake KOD. And it had got crazy in that motherfucker. I remember a gang of about 200-300 motherfuckers rushed through the back door. And they just had to evacuate the whole club. It was hectic in that motherfucker. So yes, if you going to that show, man, y'all know how to come in Chicago. I'm pretty sure everybody gonna have that thing on them for that shit. You gonna have to, especially, hey man. I'm gonna leave that alone. Hopefully everybody can go and enjoy that show in peace. I got some icebreakers, B. I was having a conversation with some women, and they were saying to me that they said something about women cars and men cars. Now, when I was younger, in my early 20s, I used to go by this. My father, be pointing out these crazy cars to me. Oh, son, you should get this Nissan Altima. I'm like, nigga, I don't want to drive no fucking Altima. I want a Charger or some shit. I want a Challenger, motherfucking Tahoe or some shit. Cadillac. God damn it, I don't want no motherfucking Altima. You know what I'm saying? But I've had my troubles with cars over the years. I'm not afraid to say. And now, as with me being 30... I'm starting to look at the Altimas and the Avalons and the shits like that. You know what I'm saying? Of course, motherfuckers would prefer a Audi A8 or a motherfucking Lexus ES or some crazy shit. You know what I'm saying? But as you budget and you know your shit and you know what's going on, you know, I don't see the problem when niggas on they come up driving an Altima. Let me know if I'm wrong. So are we that fucked up as a people? Mentally, if a nigga had, we really judging a nigga off his car, on some real shit. I feel like, shit, the Nissans and the Toyotas and all them other cars, them the most efficient cars. You know what I'm saying? If we talking about cars not breaking down and shit like that. So, shit, I don't know if, I think that we too materialistic with shit like that. I don't think, you can't judge a nigga off the car you drive, man. You know what I'm saying? Now, if this nigga walk riding around in a Ford Escort or what's them little ass joints? I can't even think of nothing. A Jetta or some shit, then yeah. But if a nigga got a decent Avalon with the tents and the sunroof, he decent. He riding, man. We grown. We gotta stop doing that to ourselves, man, with all this, with the materialism, Joe. We gotta stop doing that, man. And I know a lot of women don't think like this. I'm just talking in general. This lady was a little younger. But, you know. We gotta get past that, B. A car is a car. That man paying his bills, well dressed, take care of his kids, take care of himself, can go wherever, you know what I'm saying? In that car, that's all that should matter, man. Real talk. Let's stop being so materialistic. They talking about Kanye recording his joint, his new album out in Wyoming. I don't know what type of inspiration you get in Wyoming. What inspiration do you get in Wyoming? If they say that Kanye coming to, he in Chicago to record his album, that got a little more nostalgia to it, because it's like, all right, he coming back to his core, he coming back to the root where he started, he coming back to the Mecca. But he fucking Wyoming, nigga, how the fuck you gonna get inspired out there in these Shipper Mountains and cornfields and shit? But I mean, this ain't news, because they said this earlier last year, some crazy shit. So this is this ain't shit over, this ain't shit, this ain't nothing new. So, I don't really give a fuck, just put the shit out, you know what I'm saying? And it's like I said, I don't know what to expect from Kanye at this point. You know, I think he's more concerned with fashion than music, and I can understand him, because when you've been doing a certain craft for a long time, you begin to get frustrated with it. Especially once you watch it transcend and evolve and it not turn out the way that you would like it to turn out, you get inspired by other shit. And Kanye is one of those guys that's good at more than just rap. So he gets inspired by other shit, and rap just not that important to him. I just feel like he's under contract and he's forced to put out some quality music. If it was up to Kanye, I don't even think the nigga make music no more. I don't. I really don't. I'm gonna move on though. Like, Kanye, I hope you come up with some great shit out in Wyoming. I just don't see it happening. You should have came to Chicago, man. You know, you could have came to Chicago, got you a nice little soul sample kit. You know what I'm saying? You know, got you a nice little one of them, you know, them tinted out trucks. Got you a nice little tinted out Escalade or some shit, and you know, you could have rolled passenger, rolled in the back seat, and just had a driver to drive you around the city, bulletproof that bitch, whatever you needed to do, and got inspired, man. How you gonna get inspired in Wyoming, B? But everybody mind work different. Maybe you don't even get inspired out here. I don't know. But moving on, man. I know the last time I talked to y'all, I think it was a Friday. I ended the podcast. I talked about the double standard with women. And how come their way of thinking and their justice, like the shit that they do, for example, as far as strippers, they say that, like, it's okay for them to like female strippers. And I'm not saying that this is right. I'm not, like, you know what I'm saying? But I'm just saying it's contradicting for them to say, oh, I don't like women, but I enjoy a female stripper, and yeah, I'll smack her ass and throw dollars at her. But I just don't, I'm not, but I don't enjoy women. I don't like women. But if a man said, oh, I don't like men, but I'd love to go see a man dance at a strip club, then that's suspect. That's gay, which it is. But I'm just saying, like, it's a double standard. But I've come up with why, and like I said, all this shit is fucked up, and it's wrong on all sides. But I understand now. God is a woman. It's a goddess. First off, like, let's think about this shit, G. Now, it's all justified. The double standard, why women get away with more, like, why women are held like to this, like, big ass on this pedestal, and why it's okay for them to do certain shit and it's not okay for us to do certain shit, because they are the true goddess. They're the goddesses. Like, God is a woman. Like, think about it. You got the feminist movement, and then you got women, and then you got Jesus, and civil rights. Like, them, like, the biggest shits of struggle and overcoming that motherfuckers ever had to go through. Civil rights, feminist movement, and what Jesus had to go through. You know what I'm saying? How could Jesus be the Son of God without giving birth, being birthed by a woman? You see what I'm saying? So that's why I'm thinking, like, God had to be a woman. Like, on some real shit. Like, this shit real. That's why all the shit's like a double standard. Like, that's why they say happy wife, happy life. That's why it rhyme like that. Like, you can't even think of something to even rhyme with husband. Like, what you gonna say? Happy husband? Wish he wasn't, what, cousin, like, what the fuck you going around with that? Nothing. That's why, like, the shit is, like, the way it is, bro, because I'm starting to think that women are the true gods, the goddesses. You know what I'm saying? We are children of a goddess, which makes us men gods. Like, real shit. Like, they're the true goddesses, black women. You know what I'm saying? Women, y'all all fall under the black woman. This is what I'm starting to think. I've been doing a little research. I ain't gonna hit y'all with all that knowledge. You know what I'm saying? But I'm starting to really gravitate toward that, because it just don't make sense. Like, think about it. Like, women are the gods, man. Women are goddesses. Like, the god is a woman. I'm starting to think about it, man. Because now, like, you remember back in the day, like, when it was like, oh, if a woman had multiple dudes, she was a whore. But I never honestly think it worked like that. I think that it was the easy bitch who fucked multiple dudes was the whore. Like, if you, like, the girl that's just fuck on, like, just do dicks for no reason, and, like, you ain't shit, like, you ain't got no job, and you stay with your moms, like, that's the chick that get looked down on. But that one that, you know what I'm saying, got a job, and she just got options, and she fuck with who she fuck with when she want to fuck with him. Like, they ain't really looked down upon. That's, like, applauded now. You know what I'm saying? Like, a lot of these females got more game than us niggas. Like, it's just real. Like, all that shit. Like, I'm just looking at the whole board. Like the way everything's set up, the way women think. Like, I think us men have had it fucked up for a long time. I do. I think, like, we be thinking, like, oh, like, the woman's supposed to, I don't know, G, like, the woman's supposed to cater to us. I think that they are, but I think that we supposed to cater to them as well. Like, it's weird, B, but I'm starting to really, I'm going to do more research and do more of the due diligence and really figure this shit out. But I'm honestly thinking that that's what it is, man. The women are the goddesses. That's why this double standard is set up. That's why it's okay for a woman to blast her baby father on the internet. And when that happens, everybody grab, oh, you're a strong black woman. The guys come on there, fuck that guy. He doesn't know what you're worth. And this, that, and the third. And the girls come on there, yeah, fuck that nigga. Woo-woo-woo. And it's all fun and games when a woman do it. But as soon as a guy do it, it's wrong. Why? Because they the gods. They the goddesses. They could do things we can't do. That's just like when they go get weaves and they get the frontals, lace, whatever the hell you call them, joints, and they do the makeup and they could use the emoji, the filters and shit. They could do that. Why? Because they goddesses. If we do it, we get talked about. Like if a bald head nigga went to go get a headpiece, he'll get keyed. Everybody will heat him. From his girlfriend to his mother, everybody will talk about him. But when a woman go get their hair done, it's acceptable. Why? I'm not saying that there's a problem, because they are the goddesses. We got to start treating the women better, man. I'm honestly starting to gravitate to thinking that God is a woman. There's not no dude. I'd rather pray to a woman anyway. You know what I'm saying? As intimate as they say you have to be with God, I just don't see God being that intimate. And then they say God is a jealous guy. But you also hear things like jealousy is a female's trait. Something to think about, B. You know, I don't know. Something to think about. You know, just my thoughts, man. Just my thoughts. Before I started my podcast today, man, I seen some white students. I think this was in Los Angeles, in California. I think it's right now they're going through a nationwide walkout where students are walking out of school. And what happened is, basically, the students, they're having rallies. There was this guy, this white student at a rally out in California, and they're talking about strengthening the gun laws, I mean, stronger gun laws, and, you know, they're going to fight for their rights and do these type of things, and they're supporting this walkout, and they're getting all this media attention, and there's no police officers to try to get them back in school. They're just going with the flow. I want to know, like, if the tables was turned and it was one of ours that had got killed again in the street, or, you know, altercation with law enforcement, and our black kid says, you know what, we're going to walk out of school. We're done. Like, we don't feel safe. You know, let's just flip this. I wonder how it would look. You know what I'm saying? Would it be so applauded? Now, I'm not taking nothing away from these young kids that's exercising their right to petition and to boycott school or whatever that they're doing. But I also feel as though that there's, like we've been talking about, double standard. There's a double standard from white and blacks. When we boycott or march or take a stand against something, we're looked at as thugs, and we're looked at as causing commotion, and we're looked at as causing riots and things of that nature. But when the white people do it, there's a certain unity, and there's a certain energy that circulates through it, and it's not looked at as a bad thing. Just like all the looting that took place in Philadelphia, it was an exciting, it was looked down upon, it was not frowned upon. They were not labeled as thugs, they were not labeled as riots, they were labeled as crazy fans having a good time in the city. But when one of ours get killed in the street, and we go march peacefully, and we don't fuck up the infrastructure, we got police with tear gas and shields and the whole SWAT team out there, and they, you know, breaking up our marches and stop, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, this is the stuff that I'm starting to peep, and you gotta, like, really be aware of this type of shit, you know? Like, we are, like, and I know I say this a lot, man, but we as black people, we gotta get organized, man, for I don't want to sound too woke, but we got to get organized, B, for the revolution. Like, it's going to come a time all we have is us. You know what I'm saying? And I think that we being divided by material things, social status, and economic divide, man. Like we're not supporting each other with certain shit. You know, just because you don't understand what the next person is doing, you don't support them. You know what I'm saying? Like, there's a lot of that. Just because this person may not have what you have, you don't support them. Just because this particular person is not in the same organization as you are, you don't fuck with them. But we all the same race. You know what I'm saying? This is why the Jews and these other ethnicities are able to make money together is because these organizations join together. They become Schwartz and Schumacher, not just Schwartz. You know what I'm saying? Like, they come together. You know what I'm saying? And I think that that's what we need to do. And until we can get rid of that pride and get rid of that competitive instinct and we'll just work together as a people, that's what we'll be cool. But, man, that's just my thoughts on that, man. I find it really ironic how when the white kids want to start a riot, not a riot, but a protest, and they want to speak out against things, is looked at as such. And there's a positive light shed on it. But when our people do it, when African Americans, as black people do it, it's looked down upon. And it's labeled a certain way. And there's so much controversy that circulates with it, you know. Just something to think about. Over the week, sometime last week, there's a picture on Twitter that circulated of a SZA and Chance the Rapper. Now, this picture, I want to say, was a few years ago, back when SZA was on a long tour. She was on a long summer tour where she was performing 6 to 8 times a week, sometimes doing tour days at least 2 to 3 times a week. So that's a lot of shows, if y'all could do math. But the picture was a bad angle. It was a terrible picture of her. And a lot of people were talking about this picture. Like, a lot of people were trying to be funny and to crack jokes and to, like, really, like, target this young lady in this bad picture. Now, more stuff has circulated with this picture. A lot of her fans and other sources have said that during this time, she was suffering through depression. Like, she was really going through a depressing time in her life. And so, this picture really does not justify who she is now. I honestly feel as though when you're performing 6 shows a day, not 6 shows a day, 6 to 8 shows a week, and you're doing 2 shows a day, maybe you're performing at 9 o'clock in the morning at a morning show, or who knows, at a festival, and then you gotta get back on the bus and travel 4 or 5 hours away, and you're performing at 10 o'clock, 11 o'clock that night. You know, that plays its toll. I think she was called on a bad angle. And it wasn't the most appeasing picture of SZA, but this just shows that these stars are just people. These stars are just regular people with flaws just like us. You know what I'm saying? It's easy to bash her. It's easy to joke about her and her weakness and this real vulnerable state. It's easy to joke about the obvious, but instead of that, I'm a commender. I'm a commender through our triumph, simply because if you're battling depression and you're performing 6 to 8 times a day and you're doing tour days, I can only imagine what she was going through mentally. And so now when I see, I know that y'all, I don't know if y'all listen to my prior podcast, I've voiced my opinion about her Gap ad and how I did not like to see her dance. And I was just joking that she's not the best dancer. But needless to say, we're going to keep it positive. Now, when I see it, because right after I see it, what's ironic, and it's funny how the universe works sometimes, but right after I seen that picture and read the comments, I seen the Gap ad, and I felt different about it. Now I can appreciate the Gap ad because I can just tell that she's genuinely happy now. You know what I'm saying? Like, she got over her depression. She fought through that. In a moment where she could have gave up and said, fuck life, she kept fighting. And I commend her for that. So the picture for me just showed that these people are just regular people, man. And we have to stop glorifying these people. I want to see how a lot of you females look without them filters, man. Without looking like farm animals, without the flames and the bunny noses and shit. I want to see how y'all look. I want to see how y'all 159th Beauty Supply weave gonna hold up doing 6 to 8 shows a week, tour days, then 2 or 3 times out the week doing tour days. I want to see how sane y'all gonna be and how beautiful y'all gonna look. You know what I'm saying? Like let's stop tearing down these people or people in general during their weakness and try to build them up, see the beauty in things, man. You know what I'm saying? And for the fellas, that was really like bashing her, B. Like, that was whack. Like, it's time. Like, we need to really embrace and uplift our women, man, especially in their vulnerable states, especially in vulnerable situations. So, SZA, salute to you for getting over your depression. Salute to you for continuing to fight, and that's why you blessed. That's why you platinum. That's why you dancing in your Gap ad. Now, when I see the Gap ad, I salute you because I can tell that you're genuinely happy. I take that L for saying what I said about the Gap ad. I hope they continue to play the Gap ad. You know what I'm saying? But you still need to learn some new dance moves. But I can tell that you're genuinely happy, so we gonna let the Gap ad slide now. See, I could correct my how you say that? I could check myself and I'm wrong, man. A lot of you niggas and females don't know how to check yourself. Learn how to check yourself. We moving on. Along with that tweet, I seen another tweet of Tiffany Haddish. Now, let me tell you, now we just talked about SZA, and I took it light on SZA, but we ain't gonna take it light on Tiffany. Now, from the video that I seen, Beyonce really not gonna kick it with your ass. Now, disclosure, no disclosure. Like, for one, when you reach a certain level in this, or I'm not gonna say in this industry, like I'm in the industry. When you reach a certain level in that entertainment industry, there's a certain prestige and a certain class, level of class that you gotta hold yourself in. And I think that this video, if y'all haven't seen this video, go look it up. Like, this is just something that you keep in your archives and you don't tweet this. You know, it was just a little too ratchet for me. If you haven't seen the video, it was basically a video of Tiffany Haddish at the beauty salon before she got her hair done, dancing with the weave that she's getting fixed at the hair salon with a bottle of Ciroc, dancing to the Top Off song. And she just did, she looked popped. I'm just going to keep it real. She looked pop. Now, is it, like, if she would have kept this to herself, cool. But this ain't the SZA shit. SZA ain't, like, wasn't just pop looking, you know, having somebody record her dancing around with a bottle of Ciroc. No, SZA was performing, doing what she loved to do, and get caught in the mix. Tiffany was being obnoxious. And I know I said that I love her ratchet humbleness, but this was a little too ratchet for me. Like I said before, show a little bit more class, B. Like, she watching this video, watching her do that struggle ass nay nay and her dance around taunting Beyonce, she just reminded me of TT. All my niggas, all my real street niggas know what a TT is. TT is, y'all know who TT is. If you don't know who TT is, obvious ain't got to be explained. If you don't know what a TT is, and you need to figure it out. She looked like one of them. Like one of the TTs standing outside of Citgo of 115th Vincennes asking for change so she can go get her a squad. Real talk, like that's how she looked to me. Like, it wasn't cool. Like, you could have at least waited till you got your head done, and then did the dance and taunting Beyonce top back. Like, I don't know if y'all was listening to the radio or you just got amped or just played on your Pandora, but get Tidal, B. Get Tidal so then you could like plan out these videos. You know what I'm saying? Like, you know what I'm saying? Like I just ain't appreciate it. Like, show a little bit more class. Be the queen of God put you in position to be, Tiffany. Don't be out here looking like TT outside the sick on 111th and Vincennes. Be, that ain't better, B. You got to do better. You got to do better. And we going to leave that alone. Tiff, you take a L for that. I don't know if y'all heard about this, but Bow Wow made a makeup song to Chris Brown. Like, I guess they fell out, they ain't been friends, and he was like rapping about Chris Brown in this song. Like, Chris Brown, it was crazy how we fell off, dog. I canceled my show just to see you. Oh, did I say crazy? I meant brazy. Come on, man. Like, what the fuck? Like, look, B, I don't care how crazy, there's no offense to none of my niggas, none of my friends, man, but I don't care how fucked up our relationship get. Like, nigga, for one, we grown. Like, nigga, we can't talk every day, B. You know what I'm saying? Like, we just can't. Shit get, like, we grown now. But needless to say, you'll never get a song from me. And I don't think niggas from Chicago, you can't really do that because it's too many. Like, you got friends. You got your mutual friend, and then they friends got friends. And then you got your set of friends. So if you make a song about this particular nigga out of no militia, his friends may be like, oh, man, that nigga trying to come at your head, B. Like, it's too tricky in Chicago. And then a motherfucker might hear it, might feel some type of way, and like, you win some shit that you... Like, it's too tricky. Niggas from Chicago don't do that. But these niggas Hollywood, so I guess it's just different. But this is like for a phone call, a sit down. You know, you don't address this shit over wax. Like, you address, like, I don't know. Like, you like maybe some subliminals or some shit. You know what I'm saying? Like, keep a motherfucker listening. But there's not a whole song. You're doing too much. You know what I'm saying? Like, me, I'm going to make a whole 20-song fucking mixtape. If you think I'm talking about you, nigga, you got to listen to all 20 of these motherfucking songs to even get it, to even try to point, like, you know what I'm saying? Like, come on, like, Bow Wow, that was trash. That was garbage, man. That was garbage. Go check out the track, man, of him apologizing to Chris Brown. Don't check that out. I just thought it was funny. Like, dude, you don't do that. That's like some sit-down shit. If I'm having an issue, you know, you just sit down and you chop it out. I said chop it out. You chop it up, man. You know, you talk about the differences. If y'all could come up with something, you know, come up with something. If not, you still walk out with respect. It's still all love and you move forward, man. It's what's crazy is I was going to talk about this situation. Now, I'm off the Chris Brown and Bow Wow shit. I'm talking about the Martin Shkreli. If y'all don't know who Martin Shkreli is, yeah, he the dude that bought the One of One Wu-Tang album. But he also was a guy who started a hedge fund scam. He basically spiked a drug called Daraprim. Daraprim, I don't know if I'm pronouncing it right, up 5,000%. And so now he's facing he has to serve 7 years in prison for the hedge fund scam. He owes he had a forfeit over $7.4 million, and he got to get a Wu-Tang album up. So yeah, he got a coveted Wu-Tang album that ain't nobody ever heard. I think he paid like $1 million for it or something crazy. He got to give it up. My only question with this is, who gets the album? Like, who gets the album? Like, I want to know, do it go back to the RZA? Do it go back to the label? Like, who gets the album? And if the RZA get it back, is he going to put it out for everybody to hear? Is you gave it to this scumbag, you might as well give it to us for the free. You already get, like, I wonder, do they got to get the money back? Like, if they, like, if he got to forfeit the album, do they got to forfeit the, like, do they get, like, is this like a refund thing? That's interesting. But if the RZA get the album back, I wonder, is he gonna put it out? And I want to see how this whole thing developed. I could care less about him going to jail for scamming, but I do want to know how this Wu-Tang album thing pan out. You know what I'm saying? That shit was kind of interesting for me. But I was gonna talk about the Martin Shkreli shit, because I thought it was crazy how you spike some medication 5,000% and get rich like that on some hedge funds. But then come to find out, this motherfucker owned a whole Wu-Tang album that ain't nobody even heard. It's crazy. Moving on, man. I know y'all heard about Derrick Rose going to the Wolves. I don't even know if he scored a point yet for these motherfuckers. But yeah, man, the Wolves beat the Wizards last night. 116-111. Karl Anthony Towns had 37 points, 10 rebounds. Wiggins had 16. Crawford had 11. Morris had 27 for the Wizards. OKC beat Atlanta 119-107. Melo had 21. Paul George had 12. Westbrook had 32, 12, and 12. Another triple double for the God. Yeah, he a true point guard, man. And Grant had 20, man. Yeah, Grant coming up. Grant doing his thing, man. Salute to Horace Grant's son, Joe. The Hornets beat the Pelicans. And you know what's fucked up? Yeah, they beat the Pelicans, man. No, the Pelicans beat the Hornets. Anthony Davis had 31 points and 14 rebounds. This ain't ESPN, goddammit. I'm fucking up, but so what? The Bulls lost. They need to continue to lose. Lou Williams had 26. DeAndre Jordan had 29. You know what I'm saying? The Cavs beat the Suns 129-107. LeBron had 28-13-11. Cal Corver had 22. And Clarkson had 23. I wonder how the fuck Cal Corver get 22 points. He probably shot about, what, 7 threes or some shit and shot a 3-throw and missed one. On some NFL shit. But AD, but going back to the league, AD, he hooping. Like, they 38-29. Like, he really showing that he knowing how to lead a team on his own. Like, he proving himself out there. You know what I'm saying? Bullshit, y'all just need to continue to lose. And I don't even want to talk about LeBron and them until he's the conference finals. I need the playoffs to hurry up and start. My Bears, though, we're going to move on to the NFL. My Bears got Allen Robinson, man. Hopefully this dude can stay healthy. I hope this ain't a bad signing. But we got him. We got him. Sammy Watkins going to the Chiefs. Chase Keenum going to Denver. What's that boy named Cousins? Kirk Cousins. He's going out. He's going to the Vikings. And the Browns. And there's a bunch of other shit going on in the NFL, too. The NFL going to be lit next year. But the Browns look like a playoff team, man. They got Tyrod Taylor. They got Landry. You know what I'm saying? They got that young defense over there, and then plus the draft, some shit they might do on the draft. And they traded Kaiser for that cornerback out there in Green Bay. Hey man, Browns might be decent. They look like they gonna make some noise, man. Real talk, they looking good, B. The Browns, y'all better look out for the Browns, man. But yeah, and I told y'all that boy Sherman. That boy Sherman, I told y'all that nigga was going to the I told you he was going to the San Francisco 49ers. I was right there. I said that too. Go back, Mark. Go on and listen to the old podcast. I said it's a good chance he gonna go to the 49ers. I was right. I was right there. Yeah. But that's it for sports, man. I'm done talking about sports. I'm looking forward to baseball season. I think my White Sox gonna really turn it around, man. But we'll see. We're going to move on. How many of y'all know who Jamie Foxworth is, man? If y'all know who Jamie Foxworth is, Jamie Foxworth is Judy Winslow. From the show Family Matters, Judy Winslow. It's the little girl who went upstairs and never came back down again. What the fuck was she doing upstairs? Well, she was doing porn. Yep, she was doing porn. I don't know if she was doing porn upstairs, but that's what she been up to. Not lately, but about 10 years ago. With a name like Jamie Foxworth, and she was older than me when I was watching Family Matters, so this is not a creepy thing. You would think that her porn would be fire, like Jamie Foxworth in Booty Chronicles 3. Like, you would think that this shit would be dope. Like, this would be like a raw-ass porn, but it was terrible. It was probably the worst porn I've ever seen. Like, it had the one is 500 instrumental going do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do-do. They had that whole little terrible remake beat going on in the back of it. It was a bad porn, man. It was the worst, probably the worst porns ever. And it just made me think, like, what happens to the kids sitcom stars, man? Like, the stars that be on these sitcoms that was kids, man. It made me, like, y'all just go do plays. Y'all, like, do commercials. Like, what do y'all do? Like, how does this work out for y'all? You know what I'm saying? Like, it's fucked up because that porn was bad, man. Like, that porn was so bad. Like, man, it was bad porn. Y'all know what I caught myself watching over the weekend? Like, about 3 o'clock in the morning, I couldn't sleep. I found myself watching. I was on YouTube. And I found, like, the whole season of Making the Band 2, season 3, Joe. And I watched this whole shit. And I was just tweaking off this because I was getting hella memories from, like, high school. I was like, oh, this the night mama cooked chicken, rice, and corn. This the night I came in high as hell from outside and I watched this. Oh, this the night I got into it with my girl. I got some pussy on this episode. Like, it just brought back so much, like, life to me, man. I watched, like, low-key the whole season, like, 3 o'clock in the morning. Like, but, you know, it was fucked up. Like, you realize how good of an opportunity they had. And I know that this was reality TV, so maybe that they knew that this was, like, okay, this ain't gonna last. But all they had to do was make music. And they lived in a house rent-free, and your only job was to make music. Like, how hard was that for y'all? Like, you had Dylon. Like, it seemed like with Dylon, every time this month, like, they was like, oh, Dylon, we going to Minnesota. Oh, you're going to Minnesota? Oh, man, I can't make Minnesota. I have 48 hours of community service straight, and I have to meet with my lawyer. I'm not going to be able to make Minnesota. That nigga Dylon hated going to all the weak-ass states. You'd be like, oh, yeah, Dylon, we going to Sacramento. Sacramento? Oh, when? Oh, I won't be able to make Sacramento. I got 56 hours community service, and I have to meet with my lawyer and the judge same day. Not going to be able to make it. Like, every time they went somewhere weak, like, oh, yeah, Dylon, we're going to Maine. You're going to Maine? Yeah, we're going to Maine, and we're going to Delaware the next night. Not going to be able to make Delaware or Maine. I got community service 78 hours straight. Then I have to meet with my lawyer today at 2 o'clock. Not going to be able to make it. Dylon wasn't going for none of that shit, yo. Like, that shit was funny. And you got Sarah, bitch ass, always, hey, you know, he's smoking in the car. Shit was funny, G. That was some good shit. You just wonder, like, how is it so hard to just make music, man? Like, why couldn't y'all just all, like, just grab a bottle and just collaborate, man? Like, y'all getting paid. Like, y'all have an opportunity to do something crazy, and y'all just was just doing any damn thing. Babs, her pussy smoked like nickels and cigarettes, B. Like them niggas smoked hella squares, man. Like, I don't like cigarettes. Like, they stink, B. I don't like cigarettes, B. I can understand what Sarah was going through. That whole shit was funny as hell, man. Like, Chopper ass was crazy. Chopper only nigga that made something is so. That nigga used to be on that bitch spazzing. Enes had the most money. That nigga was selling dope, you could tell. That nigga had all the coin. That nigga stayed fresh every episode, boy. But yeah, though, man. Salute to Diddy for giving him that opportunity, bro. Because a lot of people would never get that opportunity. Like, if you would have told me to walk to Brooklyn for a record deal, nigga, I'm gone. Like, I'm out of here, B. Like, like, you ain't got to tell me twice. I'm gone. Just give me some, give me a full headphone, some headphones. You know what I'm saying? A wood or something. And a fully charged phone. And some money to get me something to drink or something. I'm going to Brooklyn. We're going to go get this cheesecake. I'm on my way back. Fuck you talking about? Hey, these niggas had it real easy, man. But yeah, man, that show, it just brought back a lot of memories, man. It brought back a lot of memories, man. I know I've been talking about King Louis a lot on the podcast, man. I did a review on the last. He put out like 3 or 4 songs like a week and a half ago or whatever. And it was just okay to me. They sounded a little dated. They was okay. And like I said before, I'm not expecting King Louis to be, you know, J. Cole or no Kendrick Lamar or no shit like that. I just expect quality Louis. And he dropped a video the other day, a song called Just Relax. And I must say, this is the quality Louis that I was talking about. Hopefully he can stay on the right track with this. Hopefully he can stay on the right track with this. Because, you know, Louis will give you a hit song and then revert right back into the lazy shit. You know what I'm saying? Hopefully Louis could continue to stay consistent. I look at Louis like a 2 Chainz. A Chicago, like, he has that transcendent style that he don't have to do much. All he got to do is stay clever and swag it out and just do what he's supposed to do and not get lazy. I like this Just Relax shit. You know what I'm saying? This classic Louis that I think that the streets been missing. This what we want, man. So salute to Louis, man, for finally giving us some decent music, man. Yachty was on Funk Flex. He did a verse on a 9-minute freestyle. You know how Funk Flex do the freestyle joint. I'm going to say this. I could tell that the verse was chopped up because the beat skipped a few times. So you could tell that he didn't do this straight through. Like, they had to, like, you know what I'm saying, do the edits or whatever. But it sounded, to me, it just sounded like a typical millennial freestyler. You know what I'm saying? I wasn't impressed. I'll give him an A for effort. Because he did make a lot of, he made a good point saying, you know, a lot of my peers not going to show up here and do this. So I might as well do it just to say I did it. And I could respect him for that, but it wasn't nothing impressive. You know what I'm saying? I know Yachty got an album out right now, but I ain't checked for it. I ain't heard it yet. But, yeah, salute to Yachty. I want to see more of the young dudes go, man. I think it's important, man. That's important for y'all. You know, go to Funk Flex, spit some bars. You know, but freestyling now with the new wave of music, man, it ain't even important. Like, it ain't even important because, like, it just ain't important. Like, they get paid off hits. They don't really get paid off freestyles. That don't get them paid. That don't get them paid at all. If y'all ain't heard, this nigga Logic got signed to a $30 million Def Jam contract. Yeah, he got $30 million deal. And I'm trying to figure out, and I know Logic been putting in work for a long time in this industry. And he's put in a lot of work. He's a decent independent act, but is Logic, like, did Def Jam just get jerked? I don't see Logic being worth 30 fucking million. 1 million maybe. But 30, I don't know. You get $30 million to a guy that you know that's going to give you 3 or 4 platinum records. You know what I'm saying? I don't know if Logic is going to give you 3 or 4 platinum records. Every song that I've ever heard Logic on, I did not like. You know what I'm saying? Like, I give rappers chances. Like, I've never heard a song that I liked from Logic. And that's not taking nothing away from him as an artist. He just don't relate to me. I just don't know if he's worth $30 million. They gave Def Jam, they gave Nas $3 million. And this is prior to him selling and being a legend. They gave him 3. And they giving this young boy $30 million. Salute to Logic and his camp. I'm not taking away nothing from him. You know, he has the catalog. He has the merch sales. He's even sold shows. You know, he's done the legwork. I can't say what he's worth, but me personally, if I was heading a label, I'm not spending that $30 million on Logic. You could have took that $30 million, divided it by three or four, and got you five or six classic. You could have got about five quality artists that could have gave you some longevity with that $30 million. I don't know how smart that is for Def Jam, but we'll see. Hopefully they got some type of marketing plan over there for him, because I just don't see that. And I wonder how Nas feel. And I know Nas got a whole deal. I think he got some type of deal swarming with Amazon right now. A lot of people saying it's worth $1 billion. A lot of people saying $400 million, something crazy. I'll be hearing crazy numbers. I gotta look back into it, but I don't think he really fazed by this. But it's just crazy how a legend only get $3 million, and a guy like Logic could get 30. And I know that the music industry has fluctuated as far as money goes. Same thing, like if you want to compare the NBA money compared to the money now. Like, you know what I'm saying? It's just crazy. Like, if you want to look at it, Steph Curry made more money in the league, has a better contract than Mike ever had. You know what I'm saying? Like, not taking nothing away from Mike as a player. I'm talking about contracts. You know what I'm saying? But, yeah, you know, the money different now. The money different. This is around the time where we start to go to our domestic issues, because I'm wrapping up. I'm wrapping up. I know that I got a lot of people that got kids. Is it just me, or is this internet tablet shit, like, it's like a cult? Like, they watch these kids on the, we watch other kids on the internet, and they talk about, like, they watch them play video games, watch them play with toys. Oh, I'm getting ready to call SpongeBob at 3 o'clock in the morning, see what happens, like, all this weird ass shit. And it's like a cult following for them now. It's like they can't function without the internet. Like, it's like they get lazy, and they like less social, and they get defiant. It's like they're like addicts, and they're like Pookie off New Jack City. Like, you take that tablet from them at the wrong time, these motherfuckers get crazy. Yo, you don't want my tablet. You my God. Like, then I'll smack the shit out of you. What the fuck is you talking about? It's like, now it's like, for me, it's like I done put parental locks on this shit. Like, you can't even buy a game. Like you can't buy a game without me knowing what you're getting. Like, you can't, like, you just can't watch anything without my permission. Now, I need to know what the hell going on, because this is like this shit is like, it's scaring me, man. It's just like, it's like these motherfucking computers is controlling these kids, man. I don't know how comfortable I feel with that. So now I'm like, I'm asserting more reading time, more coloring, more drawing, like, just create. And I'm like telling them, like, yo, bro, these people that's on the internet, they create. Like, they don't just sit and play on, like, look at other people. They can't create if they looking at other people. They sitting down, they writing down their shows or how they doing it. They, you know what I'm saying? So you got to be creative. I try to tell my kid, like, be creative, man. Make your own story. Draw your own characters. Like, stop watching this shit and do your own thing. And he has. But, man, this internet shit getting crazy, man. So, yeah, if y'all going through the same thing with y'all kids act like addicts, with this internet shit, put some parental locks on that bitch. You know, monitor the time. And yeah, man, assert some extra reading time. Like, how your kid, like, oh, son, daughter, read to me. I want to hear you read. You read so great. They'll read to you if you tell them like that. And instead of being like, hey, go sit your ass down and read a book. They ain't going to want to read. But you be like, hey, son, daughter, come read to me. I want to hear you read. Or you read to them. Either way, or draw pictures with them. Or have them draw, make you a story or something. You know what I'm saying? Just wing them off that internet wave, man, because that shit, I don't know, it's just spooking me out. It's like they got a chip in there that's going to control all our kids or some shit soon, man. Yeah. But and last but not least, and I'm not done yet, but I, like I said, I am wrapping up. If I find it a waste of time, if you're in a relationship, right, and you confront your mate, man or woman, about a particular thing, and they're upfront with you. They tell you the whole truth, 100%. They say, yo, I did this. You know, I talked to so-and-so. It was wrong, and I did that. And it's up to you to decide whether or not you're going to stay with this person. And if you decide to stay with that person, and this person has gave you the rundown and is trying to be a better person for you, and you're out for revenge, get out the relationship. Like, there's nothing worse than being in something to inconvenience somebody else. That's karma. Like, if you know that you're done with that particular person, and whatever they did to you hurt you that bad to where you can't forget them, and you're going to constantly ridicule them and constantly, you know, keep them held to that standard of when they did you wrong or whatever it may have been, it's best that you let that person go. Like count, take your losses and let that person go, because it becomes a it becomes an ongoing situation to where, like, it's bad for everybody, because now this person is trying to change and now you're shitting on them trying to get revenge. And it's just like, you just could have left that person alone, you know? So it's just like, if you're going off intuition thinking that, oh, this person physically cheated on you, and they told you that they didn't physically cheat on you, and they did not physically cheat on you, but you so, like, your mind so strung out on the fact that they cheating on them, like you out for revenge now, and, like, you're entertaining certain shit that you would normally entertain because you're thinking that they cheating on you, and like, it's time to get out the relationship, because now you're punishing this person for something that you're thinking that they're doing, and they may not even really be doing it. You know what I'm saying? They might not even really be doing it. So, I'm like, if you're in a relationship and you're not 100% comfortable with them and you feel like they, you know, not 100% faithful, don't try to, like, get them back. Just eliminate yourself from the situation. You know what I'm saying? Eliminate yourself from the situation. Take the L and just move forward. Because now you wasted time and now you playing with fire. Because you never know. You might slip into the wrong joint. And then you take that back to the crib, and now y'all both fucked up. Like, just let it go. You know what I'm saying? Like, life too short. We getting too old to be playing those high school games. It ain't about revenge. It's about knowing what you can deal with. You know what I'm saying? If you can't deal with a certain situation, just don't hold on to a person because they make you comfortable. They, you know what I'm saying? Like, let that go. You know? Don't just hold on and try to get that person back. Life too short. And everybody don't react to shit differently. And just because you may be, like, Nick, you may forgive a motherfucker for talking to other people, but and you may take that person back, but you may be going out for revenge, and that person may find out and be like, yo, I've been doing this and doing that, and you out here doing this. I could have stayed doing what I'm doing, and you know what? I'm done. I don't even want to do this no more. Because it's up to you to really set the standard on what you're tolerating and what you don't tolerate. So just because you could tolerate a female talking to other niggas or whatever, and you take her back after that, that don't mean she gonna tolerate you talking to other bitches. As fucked up as that is, and vice versa, that's just life. People set the standard for what they tolerate. Just because you took me back, motherfucker, that don't mean I gotta take you back because you went and go, you did some stupid shit. That ain't how that worked. So that's all I wanted to touch on as far as the relationships go. And just for personal aspiration, man, always aspire to be more than who the fuck you are. You know what I'm saying? Be more. Like, always look for the future. Look toward the future. Fuck the people around you, Joe. Everybody, like, everybody not gonna see your vision. Everybody not gonna understand where you're trying to go. Everybody not gonna understand what you're doing. Like, only you can monitor the energy you keep around your life. Make sure that the people in your life, the people that you talk to every day, are feeding your mind, are enhancing your vision on setting your goals, man. Don't let the bloodsuckers and the leeches and the people that keep up drama and mess in your life, man. If even though you love them, if you got to feed them with a long spoon, B, like, write down the small goals and start knocking them out, because those small goals turn to big goals. No, I don't got it all figured out. No, I'm not rich, but I'm just here to drop gems and get some positivity to my people, man. Hey, it's okay to let people go, because everybody can't go, man. And just because that don't mean y'all ain't cool, it's just everybody can't go. We're getting older, man. People change. People change for the better. You know what I'm saying? And people won't get it. You know what I'm saying? People want you to stay the same, but we can't stay the same because we're growing. We're growing. Every day we're getting older, we're maturing. Our bodies are changing. Our minds are changing. We're growing as people. You know what I'm saying? And just because we don't understand a particular person, don't make your assumption on that motherfucker. Reach out. Talk to that motherfucker. Like, don't be like it's just a lot of real fool shit going on, man. Let's stop speculating and let's start asserting ourselves to have conversation, dialogue. Let's stop gossiping like females about what the next motherfucker doing, and let's start having dialogue. Let's start talking. If you're having a misunderstanding with your brother, go talk to that man. You know what I'm saying? Like, instead of fucking being divided and talking about a motherfucker that's doing something you don't know how to do, go talk to him so he can teach you how to do it. He can show you or give you some type of advice so you can get to where you want to get to. We can't go nowhere if we all against each other, man. And maybe if this might not relate to you, it might do. And maybe it relates to you in the future. I'm just like, man, I'm just trying to be positive. I don't want this podcast to be just bullshit, gossip shit. Like, I want to talk about real shit too, man. Stay positive, stay healthy. Keep your mind free of the bullshit. Drink your water. Hey, man, if you got a girl, and you go home to your girl and your girl home, make sure she shower for one, but just eat a pussy. Ladies, same thing. If your man come home from work, you know what I'm saying? Make sure he ain't got the jock balls. You know, suck his dick. You know what I'm saying? Get freaky today. It's Freaky Wednesdays, man. I'm out of here. You know, love your people. Love your kids, man. I'm out.
She wanna know how much dough you owe, cause there ain't too many real bitches.